Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Yeah, I walk around with six styles, sipping on Cristal. My whole clique smile, I'm rich pal, no more sticks, I'm making hits now. I got chips, pushing luxury whips, Motorola flips, and leaving waitresses with $100 tips. I'm quick to bust a mean nut and some slut. Big L is clean cut, with more juice than King Tut. Nigga, I'm rich, strictly dime chicks and 9-6. Am I broke? You out your mind, bitch.
Boy, check this, right? Big L used to sell me my wet. You know what I mean? Big L used to sell me dust, nigga.
Used to sell me dust.
None of us. I'm gonna get that shit from Big L, okay? With that being said,
I walk around with six styles for 6 miles with six sound. Sicker than them sick kids at St. Jude's. I'm sick child, I skip trial and tribulations. If I skip town, then this crown no longer undisputed. You would skip now. Click pow, invite a stand up brother to a sit down. Sit down, the drive's on automatic, ain't no sticks round. This shoddy ain't a shoddy, it's a stick now. This how I draw a line up in the sand before I warn you, put the stick down. Asking how I do it, I'm like this how. Wash them up until it dawned on me. I was finished with them dish towels. To Cal, I need a plate that I can take as well as dish out. It'll cost to get me off my high horse, I need my dismount. No discounts and no more playing discounts. You see me in the streets and I don't speak, you know what this bout. The big route for Big L, I'm smoking on a big ounce. You big down,
the
chances you put your foot in your big mouth.
There She Blows, man. That's a track called Fred Samuel Playground by Big L on his new album featuring Method Man.
Method Man sounded nice on that, man.
I think Meth killed it on that one. Yeah, I mean, the Big L one, a bit underwhelming, that verse. Have you given this album a listen theme or not yet?
I know all of the lyrics.
Yeah, a lot of recycled lyrics.
All of the bars.
Yeah. There's a few new bars on there, a few new verses, unheard verses from Big L.
But I haven't really checked for it now. I'm sure it's fucking sick, and I'm going
to. Well, I can give you a quick review, my personal opinion on it. I've given it a one listen through the whole way. A couple of tracks I've listened to a couple more times. That one stood out to me. I like the beat, and obviously Method's verse. I don't know, man. I was a little bit underwhelmed. Obviously, it's good to hear Big L. You know what I mean? I love him. He's one of my favorites. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Gone way too soon, man. The punchline flows. You know what I mean? He was just hardcore. And I really wish he'd lived longer so we could have seen more from him, the guy. You know what I mean? So obviously, I welcomed this with open arms. And I'm glad it was done by Nas and Mass Appeal. It was done in the right way. A lot of it is basically old radio freestyles that he did that now they have the technology to remove the vocals from the beats and then they've played other beats underneath it. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of that going on there, which is cool. You know what I mean? He did a tune with Mac Miller. You know, that white boy who passed away a while ago now. But he'd always said how Big L was his favorite rapper, you know what I mean? And so they managed to get a verse from him and a verse. And that tune, actually, they put it together pretty well. It sounds really coherent. It didn't sound like they just kind of jigsaw puzzled it up, you know what I mean? It was really cool with a nice little hook. I think the beat was done by Lord Finesse as well, which is good. But yeah, just in general, you know, I wasn't massively blown away. I'm happy to hear it, happy to see it. I'm glad it happened. But it wasn't like a disgrace to his family. I'm glad his family or his estate makes some money off this as well. So it's all good things. I just wasn't, you know, blown away. That's all I can say. Not like the Mobb Deep one with Prodigy, how they brought Prodigy back to life. And that's a whole other thing. You know what I mean? What they did there was incredible, man. That's all I got to say.
Incroyable.
Yeah, man. What else has been going on? Oh, yeah. Yesterday I was hanging out with my main man, Cause. Salute to Cause, man.
I saw you painted there as well, actually.
I dropped a little something. He's really shit at promoting himself, yeah. So I just happened to see the day before I saw on Instagram, I think Enigma shared it, that he's got a gallery exhibition that he's putting on himself of all his work. And I was like, all right, okay, it's going to be in a venue. It's going to be like, you know, there's going to be drinks there and everything like that.
And yeah, phoned me up. He said, are you going to Cause's... Cause his thing. That's like that.
I didn't know who might be there or whatever, but then it turned out he'd basically got a bit of the wall down by Allen Gardens, yeah, painted on it. a gallery space, you know? And then,
No way, that is fucking brilliant.
yeah, like, so you can see the frame with the door open and in the window. And then he's like made these like mini canvases with all the letters of the alphabet. They're really
And
cool
they're
little
actually
canvases.
there. They're hanging on. They're not drawn. I can't
Yeah,
see
now that,
from here. Oh, yeah.
yeah, they're hanging on. I think I've got a better picture.
They're
Yeah,
like little tiles of grass.
yeah, exactly. Like little blocks
That
that
is fucking brilliant. He's still gone in.
he's gone in on each and every one of them, man. He's got a bunch of them. So people reach out to Cause. I'll put his Instagram here. You guys can check it
Yo,
out.
the
Go
tea is
message him.
nice.
I like the X
Damn.
personally, the way the X came
And
through. I
what did
like
people
that.
do? Did they buy? Yeah, it's nice. Did they buy them, or did they
Yeah,
get, or did they rack them?
people were buying them. Nah, no one racked anything. And Merck did a nice piece next to it, and I did a piece next to him. I didn't actually get a photo of that, but I put it on the Instagram if you guys want to go check it
Yeah.
out.
Looks like a nice piece.
Yeah, it was cool. Really quick
Looks like a
because it
nice
started
piece,
raining. It
man.
started raining, so you know, I had you know kept it.
I
Kept
bet
an
you the
eye on it.
Mercatron painted something nice, man.
Well, yeah, Merc, he shits out dope pieces, man, left, right, and center, man. That guy doesn't fuck around,
I like his
Hector.
letters, man.
No doubt, man.
I like his letters.
People, we got a listener question. We got the graph letter game. It's letter Z now. We're at the end of the alphabet, so I don't know what we're going to do from here onwards.
So we don't know what we're going to do. If we're going to ask you if you want us to do it again,
Well, yeah, we'll
I
chat about
think
that
what the
later.
other thing you said
We'll
was
chat about
better.
that at the end when we get round to it. We got some graph critiques as per usual, man. I think like the subject of today, me and Theme were thinking about it. It's like I don't want to say controversial because it is a part of graph,
Dogging.
man, is
Dogging.
getting dogged out. I mean, it sounds really nasty. Like we mean dogging as in with graph, yeah, getting
Your
capped.
mother getting dogged down at Duke Meadows on a Sunday night.
Yeah, we're not talking about dogging where, yeah, like a group of
Damn,
men
son.
surround a car. Is that what dogging is? Like in a field, men standing around a car, and then inside would be like a bird and a dude or something. Is that what dogging is? I don't know because
Yeah, that's
I
what
don't
dogging is.
engage. I don't
But it's not
engage.
really what dogging is. I think you can go down there and fuck someone, or go down there and sort of do a have a hand shandy onto their windscreen. You know what I mean? I don't
Yeah,
know
but what
which
makes
one.
it dogging? It has to be in a bush, in a field, right? Or
Yeah,
it
it's to
could
be
be
like a
anywhere.
dogging spot.
A
Like the
dog.
one I said, Duke Meadows. You remember Duke Meadows?
Oh
Do you know
yeah,
down
we
where
did an
Old Madonian
episode.
Football Club is, yeah?
Yeah.
We should do an episode down there,
We should have done this one down there. Talk about
bruv.
dogging at a dogging spot. But yeah,
That's where I played football for like years and years. There is a dogging spot. It's a dogging
okay.
spot. So when you're like down there fucking quite late, you're like, what the fuck is that car doing there? But it's
Yeah.
like always in the same area.
Oh
Mate,
my God.
fucking joke.
All
We
right,
should do an episode down there.
we're not talking about that dogging. We're talking about people getting taken out. It's like an ugly side of graph, but it's I think an important part of graph. It's you know, you can't avoid it. You know what I mean? It's gonna happen. Like, you know, especially in
A bit
cities
like the
like
other dogging as well. You just can't
I
avoid it.
mean, you
It's
can't
gonna
avoid it.
happen.
'Cause like in even London being such a huge city, like some of the spots, you know, there's only a few, well, not a few, there's quite a few, but they usually get taken out, you know, all the spots. So if you want to get a spot, you're going to have to take someone out at some point or wait for it to get buffed or, you know,
You
like,
were
you know.
talking about that Spo Blockbuster quite recently.
Oh,
You were
yeah.
like, everyone's encroaching in.
Yeah,
It's
they're getting
like,
closer
put
and closer. Yeah.
just there. Yeah, it's
Stop
like, what?
standing in
What?
line.
Someone do it. Someone go for it.
Someone
Yeah.
try it. Yeah. They're getting
It's
close, though.
so
They're getting
bad.
close. I wanted to reach out
Oh,
to him, actually,
God.
to maybe redo that spot. But anyway, that's another thing. I got a funny story actually, literally just happened to me a week ago. Yeah. Last week. And I want to ask you a question quickly. This is not deep. This isn't like some deep fucking thing, but I want to know your opinion. Let's say you woke up, yeah, and you go on Instagram and you see an alert and someone's tagged you in a video. Yeah. So then you open up the video to see what it is, and it boom, it's a video of one of your pieces that you did at a legal spot. Yeah. But it's a piece that you did at a legal spot. That's the beginning of the video. Then the video continues, and it's the dude just taking you out, yeah, and painting something really, really shitty and terrible, like a off-key dumb graph character, yeah, like proper toy. What would you do, or say, or think? Because it's illegal.
Well,
It's not like, oh, okay, oh, you're gonna start stabbing people and shit over illegal. No, but what would you think?
but I would think it was a massive disrespect.
Okay. Would you
But in
leave a
a
comment?
deliberate one, though. Would so you he's need... going in. Wait. Let me just get this straight.
Okay.
I wake up.
Yeah.
Go on to Instagram, have a look, and someone's tagged me in their page.
In their page. Their video.
In their page, and it's a photo of my piece, and then they start dogging it out.
They just do a painting over it. Yeah, they basically take out your
paint. And it's some dog shit Mickey Mouse bollocks.
Just street art fucking pussy.
I'd be fucking fuming, bruv.
Yeah?
Fucking livid. Yeah, I mean, like, it's illegal. Fuck.
It's a legal wall, though. Why do you care if it's at a legal spot?
Well, it's okay. An illegal spot.
Now, I commented on it, and I just wrote...
He tags you in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like taking the piss.
That's what... So I'm like going, what the fuck? I'm watching this dude just paint over my piece, yeah? And this piece is from like pre-2020. So like, you know, good 6 years ago. This is like an old piece of mine, yeah? And he's like, this video is obviously taken from back then. It didn't last this long, yeah? So it's an old video, but I recognize the piece. And I'm looking at it going, why has he tagged me in it? Like, if he hadn't tagged me in it, I would never have known about it and I could just get on with my life, yeah? And I wouldn't even have thought twice about it. But I'm like, why is this dude? So I leave a comment and I go, whack, like that, with a laughing emoji and a thumbs down, yeah? That's all I wrote. And then he was like, oh, he like did a laughing emoji back. And I said, no, I go, look, mate, there's one thing going over my piece, but tagging me in the video, like, what the fuck is your problem, yeah? And he was like, no, it's out of respect because I didn't want someone else to send it to you and go, oh, look what this dude did. You know what I mean? So I kind of understood his logic, yeah? I kind of got it, but I was like still like, you know, going, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I mean? And I said, so I wrote a comment going, bruv, you're shit at graph, yeah? In future, when you're going to go over someone, I don't care if it's in a Hall of Fame or anywhere.
You're shit at graph.
Yeah, I said, you're whack, yeah? You're not good enough, yeah, to go over people yet. You know what I mean? I was like, you know, find something that's dogged or some, like, corner, you know, that you usually have a piss corner in one of these Halls of Fame. I was like, don't go over shit that, you know, that you obviously can't do better than, you know what I mean? Or don't tag me in the fucking video, at least, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, all right, cool, you know what I mean? No worries, yeah? Fine. I left it at that, yeah? I'm like, you know, whatever. And
oh, now, there's more.
So then other people start commenting now. Some, you know, anonymous Instagram accounts, people, I don't have a fucking clue who these people are, going, oh, why are you crying, Amber? Why are you crying over a legal piece? Why are you crying over a legal piece? I thought you didn't care. I thought you didn't care. And that wound me up. Yeah, and I'm like, bro, I'm not crying, yeah? I'm trying to help the guy, yeah? I'm trying to give him some advice, yeah? And they're like, no, you're crying. And I was like, all right, fuck me for trying to help the guy out, you know what I mean? And but yeah, so that wound me up even more. But it was funny, though, in the end. It was hilarious. But yeah, just because we were talking about dogging, so that came into my head. It literally happened last week, man. And like,
that's online dogging.
Yeah, the legal
online reoccurring dogging.
And as we've said in previous episodes, legal wars nowadays, it's not even a thing now. You know, everyone who paints legals, they take a picture of their piece and it's out of mind. You know what I mean? Especially the big ones like Leak Street and Trellick and all that. You can't get mad about shit like that. You know, you just can't. You'll give yourself a hernia if you get mad about shit like that. No one gives a fuck. It
doesn't count at all.
It doesn't count. Yeah. But it was a thing back in the day, though, thing. It was a big thing. These Halls of Fames were treasured places where certain significant writers...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what Trellick used to be. Used to be like that. Anyway, times change.
Yeah.
Good. Shit moves on. You know what I mean? And
that
I think...
That was a long time ago.
It's been
all right to go down and do a piece and then fucking go over the guy's piece as he's leaving. It's been all right to do that for fucking ages.
It happens, yeah. And like ages. I said... If you do get mad about shit like that, you're just going to give yourself a hernia. It's just not worth it, man. You know, toys are going to be toys. People are going to go over everything. Like, you know, shit happens, you know? Although I personally, if I walk into a Hall of Fame and I see certain names up, I still won't go over them. Just out of principle. You know what I mean? I'll find a piece that, okay, I'm going to burn that piece and I'll go over it. You know, very rarely I'll go over someone who I really highly respect, just out of principle. I don't know why. I just fucking... Have I done it? Sure, it's happened. I'm not saying it hasn't. But I don't know. That's just me, okay? But now, talking about illegal shit, it's a whole different ball game, man. People get hurt, physically hurt over this shit, you know? And
it doesn't matter. Well, you know what you just said about I'll go over it if I know I'm going to burn it?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that
that's
doesn't
out the
matter.
window.
But the
It's out
illegals,
the
yeah.
window.
You can get like some hardcore street bomber who decides he wants to take you out. Because he's out bombing on like, like getting reaches, not doing like dubs or pieces, but just constantly getting reaches and throw ups and that.
That's it.
If he goes out to take you out and he's shitter at graph than you are, doesn't matter, bro. All your graph's dead. All of it
That's
is dead.
the risk you take if you go over someone like that. And even if you're in your head, you try and make it logical. I'm doing a wild style piece over his throw up. Like, well, how can he be mad about that? But you're like, yo, it depends on the
Yeah.
person. You can fuck, these guys, people aren't joking around,
Because the worst thing about it is once it gets dogged and it's illegal and it's there, if it's there and everyone sees that it's been dogged, it's not like illegal where it's going to be recycled in 5 seconds, someone goes over and it's gone. You've either got to go back and reclaim the spot or just undog the dogging, clean it up again, and then but it's otherwise people are going to see it constantly dogged, which is not going to help you in your graph life, mate, in your
Well,
graph career,
the thing is,
unless when you get to the stage you do something about it and you reclaim the spot or you dog them out, whatever, on the same spot.
there's so many different intricacies to this because there's dogging someone out where it's done in a non-disrespectful way. Yeah. Even like, they'll make sure they go over or they won't leave bits of your thing hanging out, for example, and just go slap bang in the middle. That's just like, certain steps people can take.
Yeah.
Obviously, it depends on the person. People can take it, either way. Like it's still a gamble. But there are ways you can do it where it's a bit more respectful than disrespectful. And then there's just drawing dicks on it and
Dogging you
tagging
out
it and like dogging you
and
out. And
putting
that's
your reach on it. If you fucking dog someone, then put a fat reach through their thing.
The ultimate.
That's proper dogging. That's an
Yeah. And
ultimate
even
disrespect, son.
writing little messages going, you pussy, old cunt, like, dickhead this, and
Yeah.
like then that's and everyone sees it, then you gotta do something about it. You're kind of pushed into a corner where either you gotta go back there and reclaim the spot, or you gotta fight someone, or you gotta do something, It usually
Crazy
devolves
ass,
into like
mad.
fucking Instagram stories of people going, hey, he's a
Yeah,
wanker,
mad.
he went over me, right? And then he went over me, he's a nonce, he's a nonce. It usually devolves into that. But yeah, I mean, there's been some incidences in the past. We were trying to think just before recording, we were trying to think of instances because
But
we don't.
imagine people could just shut down your graph life. Back then, I said to you today from that WhatsApp conversation we had today, and I said the principles of true hip hop have been forsaken. Because I'm like, imagine if you were 16, 17, 18, 19, whatever, and Teach just came and did one of those massive silver Teach style, London style, sick blue outline dub just all over your shit. You'd be like, oh, well,
You can't do
that's
nothing.
it.
That's
Yeah,
it. Not really.
what am I to do? What am I to do? He's just decided that he's cut because there's a lot of E, A, and C and T, you know what I mean, in a teach in other people's reaches.
Yeah. I
So
mean,
fucking hell, he could just come and take you out.
anything can offend someone, And you're right. Like you have to be careful. Like even like for me now, I'm not an active writer now. Yeah, I'm not super active. I catch a couple blams. I even go get some insights, but I'm not a out there dude. You know what I mean? So I'm careful with when I do actually do something. I'm careful. I don't want to piss off the wrong person. I don't want to. You know what I mean? Because I want my thing to stay. I don't want people to dog it. Because there's
Yeah,
no
yeah,
way
yeah.
I'm getting into some big graph battle now with someone. Yeah, especially a young and who's out there. There's no way that's happening. So I know my place and I act accordingly.
There's no way that's
Yeah,
happening.
no, for
Partly
real.
because I'm a tropical brother. I'm not going outside every night to
I
fucking
mean,
do lots of graph.
and also this pod doesn't help because everyone knows us now as well. So it's like it's
Yeah.
even like even more. So it's not even like it's like a normal scenario thing. It's like it's some next shit. So I'm really cautious about my stuff. You know what I mean? And like everyone should be. You know what I mean? I think. But things, people are gonna butt heads, things are gonna piss someone off, and you might not even, like, if you're not a psychologist, you're not gonna know what you did even to piss someone off. You never fucking know, man. So it's quite a mad one. And you're right, like when you and like you mentioned that
You might be
scenario.
about to get licks because your friend is dogging someone else.
Yo,
And you're like,
Cruz,
well, we know you know, bruv. We know you know, bruv.
you can inherit someone else's beef and then you start getting dogged because of someone else you know.
Inheriting beef.
Yeah.
You're like, you fucking hell. When they've left, you're like, I'm going to kill my Brittany to fucking wake up.
And we mentioned that on the episode when we were talking about our favorite crews and stuff, like what a crew means to me. Like, you know, there's crews that have just thousands of people in it. And then there's tight knit crews who understand that your movements when you're putting up the crew is reflecting on me and vice versa, you know? So all those things come into play as well. And you brought up the scenario about, let's say, an 18-year-old, you know, fresh off the block, gets taken out by a big teach thing. What could that kid do? There's several things that kid could do. Dickhead things, but there's things he could do. He could go there and dog it and not put his name up. You know, there's a lot of that going on as well, which I think is the biggest pussy old move, man. If someone takes someone out and doesn't put their name on it, it kind of kind of removes the strength of the dogging, to be honest. Of course, it's still disrespectful and it's annoying and it's dumb.
Yeah, but there's loads of questions about what happened here. Like, who did that? Why, you know, was it the council? Then they got fucked off. They couldn't finish it. Like, they just dogged. I mean, what is this?
Yeah.
It has to be like a fat cross. You're a dusty mug.
Theme
at the bottom.
And just the tag. Like, put your tag next to it. Stand on your business, man. If you're going to dog someone out. Because for me, if I see someone dogging and not put their name up, I go, okay, well, that guy's not serious.
Who's done that? Why is it there? Da, da, da. It's ridiculous. It doesn't mean anything.
Because most likely they're a little pussy old who doesn't want to get in a fight.
That is the pussy old equation.
There might be other reasons why people do it, but for me, that's instantly what comes into my head if someone does that, you know?
No, it's 100% pussy old move, bruv.
You know what I just thought of, Theme? Me and you had dubs somewhere, and then Bass and Vade went over us.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is what I'm talking about.
I wasn't too upset about that. That this piece was whack.
This is what I want to say about a respectful going over. Yeah, I wish I had the photos ready, man, because I got pictures of the... Because we did dubs. It was at the end of a train station. I won't say where. Me and Theme had nice dubs there. About 5 years later... 5-6 years, so they were there for a long time. Those maybe
really?
Actually maybe 4 years actually. Now I'm exaggerating, but it was a good. It was definitely
such
over 3 years.
Such a whack piece I did, man. Fuck me.
But it was a dub, and it's important to make that point because they went over it.
No, mine was green. It's a green piece. Yeah. I've seen the photos. I've got them.
Oh, was yours a piece? And I did a dub.
I don't know. I can't remember what you...
Mine was silver. Mine 100% was silver with a purple bit around it. Yours had a bit of color in it. Okay, I didn't realize. I forgot about that. Excuse me. But anyway, they went over us, and it obviously had been there for several years. So already, you know, it's not that bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And they put us up. They put us up in the thing.
They did full pieces, and they put our names up with it. You know what I mean? And so you could tell... That it wasn't a yo pussy, oh, I'm going over you, fuck you kind of thing. You know what I mean? They were like, all right, cool.
It still was, do you know what I mean?
I mean, there was a lot of them on that mission. If you remember, there was a bunch of them that did it that day. I think Coz was there and a
few
other.
That brings me into something else. Like, yeah.
So they had to take out the whole wall. It's not like they couldn't fit everyone in otherwise.
Have
so.
People like Bass, especially people like Bass, you know what I mean? Like battering it and only like basically doing the most steal. The most he does is steal. And then. He comes down. Has he got a license to take out anyone? Do you know what I mean? Has people like 10 foot, you know, people like that. If Scene came out and did it, I want to do a piece between Barons Court and West Kent. Scene could surely come down, even in Scene his old age, now
separate.
People helping him to get down there and do a
separate.
Top to bottom Scene dub on the West Kent, but like take out bare heads, do one of them really look. No one can say shit. Is there a license? Is what I'm asking. It's a question directly to you.
I think Scene is a completely special case because he's an old man. He's a legendary dude. If he came here to London and he wanted to paint a spot, I mean, I would.
And he went to that ledge and he's like, fuck, it's all painted. Doesn't matter.
That's the thing. I think there's a certain amount of grey
area. Trannies
that,
up there. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's up there.
But that's the thing. I know for a fact. There'll be people going, nah, fuck that. I don't care if it's Scene. I don't care if it's fucking whoever. I'm not going to allow it.
Really?
You know, I reckon there's definitely people with that attitude for sure. And also,
I think
if he
bit,
went
there
over...
should be license given depending on, That's part of the game. It was back in the days.
Yeah, but
my name's Scene. I'm just going over you.
And also, like, there's nothing. An element, if a New Yorker came here to London, you know, they don't know about the London scene. And so it's going to be completely seen as disrespect by a lot of people who are going to be like, Scene who? Who the fuck is Scene? Like, because they're a lot of people, you know, younger generations, they're not going to know who the fuck he is, man.
Yeah, but they have to know. That's what that's the way how they find out.
I think it would matter. I think this was what it would matter. It would be who Scene was with. If Scene was taken to the spot by some heavy hitter writers, then the whoever they go over, they know they're going to have to deal with them.
I'm asking if Scene goes by himself.
With himself.
finds it with his
walking stick.
Bops along the whole thing.
Yeah.
Decides where he wants to live and just does. And the next day you're on the district line, you're like, what the fuck? And he's just...
Yeah. If he went over you theme and you then came up to me and goes, bruv, have you seen last night? Scene went over my piece. I'd be like, sorry, mate, you can't do shit, man. Yeah, that's what I would say.
He couldn't do shit.
I'd be like, you don't go over him. You know what I mean? It's seen, for fuck's sakes. Leave it. That's what I would tell you.
No one would go over it. I reckon is there anyone who's got a London license?
I don't think so, man. I think there's just so many different factors. I think the only thing that gives you a license is if you are super active at the time. If you're like out every day, every night, and you're on it, then someone would have to be an idiot to dog you out, because you're just going to get capped everywhere. You know, they're just going to take you out and you just cannot compete with them. You know what I mean?
But I'm not talking about that. That's my theory of the all-out bomber.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the only kind of license that you're talking about. That's the only way, because it's literal physical thing. Like, it's about physically what you can do and what they can do. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you weigh it up, because ultimately they shouldn't go over you. You know what I mean? Ultimately.
But if someone is doing the most amount of graph, that I think that brings the potential for licensing right up there.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know what I mean? That's it. I mean, that's it, really. I don't know what about
if someone has done the most graph? Like, so what if someone's in their 40s or 50s and they're a legend? Like, legend. Do they not have a license? That you can't just go up to them and be like, I'm going to dog this out.
But theme,
because.
But what throws a spanner in your theory here of a license and not license is that some people just don't give a fuck about a license or not license or history or anything. That's the problem here. You know what I mean? Like, there are some people out there who just don't give a fuck about any of that stuff.
True in graph.
I'm fucking you up. You know, that's true. No, man, there is. I'm telling you, especially with some of the young'uns as well, who don't really care about the history, who don't care about this respect thing or anything like that. To them, it's foreign. They don't care. Mm. They go, you go over me, I'm taking it as disrespect. You know, there are some people, you even clip their thing a little bit, you know, they'll take it as a dogging, you know what I mean? Or you know what I mean? Like, it's mad, man. It's mad out here, bruv.
What was that one that happened quite recently? Jet 97 and Trap.
Oh yeah, that was floating about and a bit.
There was quite a lot on the district line between Hammersmith and going towards West.
That was an interesting.
And the Baron's Court thing, Chappie had a thing there, and Jet 97 dogged it and just put like all that kind of shit, like toy wanker, you know, whatever it was.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay.
And and then Chappie had another thing. Above Turnham Green, above, you know, in between Turnham Green and Sanford Brook, like a small thing on top of this bit. And that got dogged. And now, been back there, I haven't been, you know, whatever, been time since I got the train again. Got the train again, and there's a big, Trappie's taken up the whole wall of where the thing got dogged. And I think he's done a rough RUF, his crew.
I'd have to see,
but that's what we're talking about. So he got dogged, and then he came back, and he went, took up the whole thing. Yeah, took up the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a mad one, because the thing is,
but it's good because the public can see and they can be like, oh shit, what's going on? I jet dogged him, and then oh shit, he comes back and does this shit. Like, it's quite good for competitive graph, for a bit of fucking fun in it.
And the thing is, as well,
it does go down to how much you do, you know what I mean? Or how much you claim it back. He's like, like I say, top to bottom, whole wall.
But Jet was doing his thing as well. Jet has been about, man. That dude.
Yeah, and Jet dogged the shit out of him.
There was a long, long back and forth between the two that we were seeing in the streets and stuff. And the thing is, as well, I have to put a disclaimer theme. I know you don't like them, man, because I don't want to, you know, because we know people, all the parties involved, and I don't want people thinking that we're stirring, because I think that's behind us now.
People do. People send messages to me saying, listen, you know, there's people who don't want to see. They're like, fucking, well, tell them to fucking, you know, come on the pod.
Yeah, no, I get it. But people, I just want people to know we're Switzerland. Yeah, we don't take sides or anything like that. We're not like, you know, we think everyone's put in work, everyone's done their thing, and we don't know people that personally. We've had Trappy on the pod, and we specifically said we didn't want to talk about that incident because of that incident. You know what I mean? Because of that, because of this. You
no,
know
but I'm talking about the graph, but like the just the dogging.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm talking about all that other shit.
No, no, exactly.
We're getting into that she.
Yeah, but that was
there's the ochre. Ochre can't even come. If ochre like does a throw up or something, people will run up.
It's over.
Like come from outside the country to come and dog it. It's mad. You see all these things going on. It's
God damn, man! If there's one guy
outside the UK to come and dog you, like you're like fucking hell.
Someone
bro.
Said to him, "Your London privileges have been revoked." I think. I mean, I don't know, but. But yeah, that's
someone
insane.
people making Instagram accounts about him getting dogged.
Oh my God,
it's fucking brilliant. It's brilliant.
How do you feel when it spills out into the internet? I don't like it, to be honest. Keep it on the street. Yeah, the internet stuff. Okay, it can be funny. I have to admit, I've chuckled looking at some of these memes that people make, and they can be funny. But most of the time, it's just calling each other a nonce. That's usually what it devolves into, and it's just boring, man. No one wants to see that, and it's a bit embarrassing.
Most
you know?
Of the time,
keep it on the streets and do your thing, you know. Because there's always usually is there ever like a clear winner? In quotes. When it comes to these battles and these wars and these
wars. We were going to look at some of the photos you had. There was like a...
There was a few.
Because wasn't one of them DDS and GFS?
Oh, yeah, I don't have any
wasn't
photos
Wasn't there
for
a
that.
Bit of that?
I remember hearing there was a bit of a beef between them. Where was it? I can't... I'm sure, you know, I don't know. I don't. To be honest, I don't have no
it's
idea.
The message I sent you, but you got some of the... Some of the other photos.
There was one you mentioned, and we were talking about you talking about Scene and New York writers coming over here. You did mention this one. So there's a writer, Pulse, from ILC, In Living Colour. He was painting in London. He was looking out for PJ, a.k.a. Pistol Pete. And look at this flick from down in Unity. Is this Unity or no? No, that's The Pit. That looks like The Pit to me. But there was a bit of Unity that had the chain link fence above the wall, so I could be confused. But that does
let
look like...
Let me see this. Thingy. Pistol Pete looking for DDS.
So let me just describe it quickly. There's a Pulse piece behind on the wall, which I think got taken out by someone from DDS. And so PJ was down there, did some throw-ups, and then he wrote in the throw-up, United Artists, Pistol Pete looking for DDS punks, exclamation point, and then the boogie down Bronx.
And United Artists.
It's either that or he's dogging out the Pulse. No, it's not, because he's looking for DDS punks, so it can't be that. But yeah, now when you brought that up, I found this flick online, because I remember seeing it ages ago. So there
shit
you go.
English
this is
paint.
This is a perfect example of disrespect.
It's a perfect example.
Yeah.
But he's one hell of a writer.
He's a legend. Like he's up there with the Scenes and the you know what I mean? And
exactly.
All them lot. Yeah, exactly. But
why
I know
do
that
you think he's not taking out Pulse?
Because he was with Pulse. I think Pulse was the one that was looking out for him when he was in town. Again, this is all secondhand knowledge. I have no idea. I'm thinking someone dogged out the Pulse and then he... Because Pulse
doesn't look dogged out.
It doesn't, does it? Because you should be able to see it. Yeah, I know, but...
there's an MC, but it looks like some kids did it.
That can't be it.
Doesn't look, and then someone's he's put the Magnum Squad.
Oh, shit.
And then
shit,
what's
English
that in the
paint.
Bit? Fuck this painting bullshit.
This painting...
Yeah, it doesn't look dogged, bro, but it looks like he's dogged it to me.
He's dogged out the Pulse. But then why is he looking for DDS punks? Because Pulse wasn't in DDS. Oh, mate, someone in the comments will fucking chime in,
Someone
I'm
will
sure.
tell
Let
us what's
us
going on
know.
there.
I'm sure they will, man.
We dug this out 5 seconds. Well done for digging that out, bruv.
Yeah, no worries, mate. You know me,
Who's
man.
That on the left? I recognize that piece.
That's
now on
Score
the left.
there, and that's Kilo yeah. here on the right. And then they all used to paint with each other all the time. Yeah, maybe someone.
What reach is that on the backboard? Is that
Shuto,
a
man. Straight up.
Yo.
Shuto, damn.
And who's above that? No, not.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what. Flack.
See, I love shit like that. I love looking at that kind of she.
Yeah, man. Didn't you say
DJ came from the Boogie Down Bronx and dogged you out?
And look, and I bet you, like, okay, at this time when this
it's
was
a claim
done,
to fame.
When this was done in the late 90s or something, yeah, PJ came through, took this out, whatever, said, I'm looking for the DDS punks. You reckon people like Koza and Take and all the young'uns from DDS at the time, do you reckon they were going, oh, no, we got to respect Pistol Pete. Oh, no, we can't take him out. We can't. Or do you reckon they were like, who the fuck is this Yankee fucking doodle dandy cunt? Like, go, well, let's fuck him up. So, you know what I mean? It's not about.
Obviously, it'd be that one, innit? Obviously, yeah, it'd be that
you
one.
You know, I mean. Speculation here, but yeah, you did mention another thing about
Take bombing through. Were you just about to say
no.
someone came over, some legendary writer or something?
Yeah,
and he wrote Bumpkin over it.
Oh someone yeah, you sent mentioned it over like some.
I think
New
someone
York
sent
heavyweight.
It on our DMs actually.
Some New York heavyweight did a piece, and then yeah, Take wrote Bumpkin on him, and they're like. He's like the most New York dude. Like, you know, we're Bumpkin, if anything. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? How does that work? It was funny, man. Yeah, that was after the Bumpkin episode we did. That made me laugh, man.
Oh,
now, you said
you
something
know.
about Char.
I read
the governor.
It. I swear I read it from there.
What?
About Char the governor.
Yeah. And he had a small little spat with the DDS lot or something.
Oh, that was in that text.
Yeah.
I can't really.
I don't know anything about it, man. Maybe it's not true.
Charles Dub at the entrance of G.
Okay. And it got
someone
taken
colored
out.
It all in chrome and got taken out. Because our source says that Sane, rest in peace, I told him about it.
Oh, our salutes.
Told him about like the beef and why it happened and that. But yeah, Char had a dub.
Okay.
If it was a piece or a dub. But
it was a long.
It's a dub.
Long, long, long time ago, people.
Long
we're not trying to stir
ago.
Up anything. This is all water.
Oh, it was in a sick spot. And they got chromed out. Yeah, it was a dub. It got chromed out. I remember.
Damn.
Fucking hell.
Did anyone leave tags and stuff, or you just don't want to mention it?
I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
This has come directly from our friend, and I can't remember the beef.
Yeah.
And I didn't text him back and say, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Okay, yeah. Well, okay, we can't speculate.
So wait, who was that on there?
On where?
That was a pulse piece, yeah?
Yeah.
Because you see the bottom of that text.
Yeah.
It says Fume and Touch versus Pulse.
Oh, is it?
I didn't really read that. Which that one was actually written about in Graffitism.
Oh.
Pulse got Pistol Pete over NY. Yeah, so it says Fume and Touch versus Yo, Touch. Well, and Fume, to be fair, but Touch is someone you don't want to get fucking
I mean,
in
yo,
a graph beef with.
They like,
that would be it. That would be the end of your graph.
Some people hold grudges as well. You might think the beef is long gone, long over, and then just like, pow, you know?
Yeah. 2035, he comes around and does a big end throw up and writes toy all over your shit. You're like, fuck it. That was decades ago.
Damn, man. Fucking hell. And I was going to mention another thing I brought up on the pod, but an early, early episode, the FLS lot, when they dogged out a Frez dub.
Yeah, you mentioned it.
Line,
yeah.
And they wrote Packy all over it, man. They didn't even put their names up. I had to do some detective work to find out who it was. Yeah, a lot of racist shit as well happening.
I think the deed, I think back then everyone was getting dogged out a lot, to be fair.
Yeah.
But the FLS would do a lot of dogging you out.
Mm-hmm.
But because they were fucking little shits, they'd get easily dogged out again, and people would like look for them and all.
And there
that
was a
kind
bunch
of
them. There was a bunch of them, so, and they'd dog people out, but just put up their crew. You know, what
FLS,
I mean?
yeah.
And not like who it did it. Yeah, it could have been any of them. You know what I mean? You're like, fuck, I got to slap all of them. You know what I mean? Nah, it's all good.
There's certain spots there's certain spots that I always, when I go past them, I'm like, damn, like. It would be so good to have that spot. And obviously there's someone on it.
Yeah.
And you always think, just need someone to like get a reach in their dub or do anything. Something, and then I'll just go down and go,
yeah.
And say, exactly. Oh, it was dogged, man. You know, I mean, don't feel away about it. I helped you out because I went and did something clean on top of it. There's not bare. There's like three or four or five. I'm like, you fucking...
Yo, the buff has been in full effect recently, man. Last couple of weeks, the TFL have been on pure buff moves, man. There's a whole bunch in West London that's been buffed, and I heard in East London as well. And
East London's around here has been buffed.
Is it around that time of year?
White City, buffed. Ealing Broadway, a lot of it is buffed. Do you know what they've not done? Ealing Broadway, they've buffed the Central Line tracks coming into Ealing Broadway and the District Line tracks going out of Ealing Broadway, and they've left the dubs that are on that thing, that orange box in Ealing Broadway, they just left them. It's like the greatest reach of all of those kind of Ealing Broadway reaches.
Is it definitely on the TFL side, not on the like the BR side? Because that's why they can't touch that.
Well, it's when you like pulling into the Central Line or the District Line, and you go like right past it.
Oh, on the right hand side. I know the one.
Asia used to have like one of those snakes there on it. The sickest means down there. Asia, sickest reach of all time around that way.
Right, I haven't seen that.
And there's a large on it.
Okay.
And I think there's an asthma to the left, actually. But it's weird how they've like left that.
Isn't it?
And then White City, I fucking went past White City. There's a sit reach. I've been looking at it.
They haven't buffed it,
but Spo's got throw-ups on it.
Okay.
And it's only been like this kind of corner bit. For some reason, after the corner bit, there's just been bushes. They've ripped down all the bushes.
Okay.
And you can see these asthma tags and other SPO reaches and tags.
Mm.
I'm thinking, rah, that's a sick reach. Mm-hmm. The next day is Dog Shit Brown. Then I go to High Street Ken. But High Street Ken was sick. Mm. And now it's just completely Dog Shit Brown. And it was a sick wall, bruv. And it was like sick writers there.
Mm.
And it was... No, it's 11 months that lasted, though. I mean, that was the fun. But it's like the whole Dog Shit Brown thing pisses me off. But why are they doing this buff?
Well, I've got a theory.
Go on with your theory.
Got a little quick theory. It's a dumb one. But I think it's got something to do with autumn kicking in. All the leaves have fallen and it's exposed a bunch of walls that they've forgotten, not forgotten about, but they've left because it's covered with vines and trees. Now they're more exposed. So they're like, okay, we got to do a little cleanup down there. That's what I'm thinking is the timing wise. Why now? You know what I mean? But again, I'm pulling this right out of my ass, so I have no idea.
You're going for the au naturel reason for.
I just think it's buff. You know, it looks bad.
The leaf, the foliage.
It's inevitable.
Foliage is reduced,
and so the foliage goes down, and that exposes more. Right,
let's go out and paint. I like your.
That's what I think, for timing, like, you know, I'm just thinking why now and not like 3 months ago or in 2 months' time.
What I'm thinking is why are they doing, I think it's deeper because why would you do it? Why wouldn't you fix the Jubilee and the Central? The Central got cleaned quite a bit and now it's coming back like more battered, And that's in the people's face. So that's like in your granny's face. You know, that's what they're trying to talk about, public, you know, perception of the place of where they live. But why wouldn't they, like, the outsides are getting battered, so you're painting these bits like these. If the White City circles gets painted, gets buffed, then I know for sure, because that, like, what I think what they're doing is like cleaning up. Of course they have to clean up, they have to make it look nice. There's a lot of graph at the moment going on to when they're in other periods of time, but they're buffing certain spots where they're like, yo, this is like a graph hotspot. Like Westbourne Park to Royal Oak. Buffed in black, in a beautiful black.
Yeah.
You do white pieces on there, brother. Sick. It would be sick. Bare different lines going past you.
I always loved that wall. We're talking about the big wall with had the big fume bass 10-foot thing on it.
Flash?
Too long ago.
Was it 10-foot? It was a form. I think form was on there. I can't remember.
Or it was a 72. Anyway, sorry, that wall.
But there was two certain walls. I think we're getting two of them mixed up.
Completely
but black now. But like blacked out.
And they have an advertising as well. Like a big sheet. I don't know if you saw that. On that same big wall, they have like an advertising for an, I don't know, like a new line, train line or something. I can't remember what it was, man. But anyway.
And then at White City, they've buffed, as you're pulling into White City, you go underneath like a tunnel that kind of curves. They've buffed the inside of both the sides of that tunnel. And then they've come out and you've got this, you're still going towards White City with the bend, and you've got the White City Circle there, and like all the graph on that wall behind it, like fucking everyone. And they've, on the other side of that, there's like a stay and evade and a
There
hope.
a die and an asthma there as well, I think. I could be
I don't
wrong.
think there's a,
There's
well, I don't
definitely
know
a
if there's a,
vade. I've seen the vade, but
yeah,
yeah.
the evade and stay. And then as you come out, and there's hopes under like the wall as you come out, they've like painted that gray. Gray inside there. So they've painted like, I think the tunnel's gray, and they've come out and they've like painted like the O of his fucking here. I'm talking about here, sorry. I'm talking about the E and the A, like the middle of it. They've just buffed that bit out for like no reason, just to take the piss or like clean their brush or whatever. If they paint the circles and then they've done that bit there, I'm thinking shit. They're doing some, the Ealing Broadway wall is like perfect. The whole
The
thing is
whole thing,
buffed.
yeah, I know.
I reckon they're
Get
gonna
to,
put like things down there, like
Booby traps.
like little secrets. Yeah. Boob
Little booby traps.
consequences. Consequences. Because that big wall between Westbourne Park and Royal Oak, that's now got thermal cams on it. Bosh.
You were
So
saying,
whoever
yeah.
does that, like what happens to them, we'll all see, and then everyone will go and do it. Do you know what I mean? If I don't know. I don't know how that's gonna work. But these spots as well, that's the other flip side, are definitely gonna get done.
I
Like
mean,
people
that's the
are.
thing. I mean, that's an interesting theory as well. I mean, I don't know if they're.
But listen, the theory from the other guys is that it's got a bit out of hand, yada yada yada. They're gonna clean, and then now they're gonna take, like, because London Underground, if you before, if you did anything on there, you'd be in a record. Like someone would go around, see it, make a record of what it says, what
Take
day it was done, yada
photos,
yada.
everything,
And
yeah.
then now they're not doing that anymore. But it look, if you buff these spots where you know they're gonna get done, when people start doing them, it'll be like, right, okay, we're building a case. Because we're gonna write down this, write down where, because now we know when you did it, who you did it. Then we just need to match your phone to that location a couple of times, and you're like, you're pretty fucked. So it's
I
like a
mean,
new chalkboard for them to,
yeah, that makes sense
someone's
as
gonna
well.
come doing and do that.
That makes sense as well. And we have heard, like, I remember a few months ago, we'd heard rumblings, nothing solid or anything from anything solid, but we heard rumblings of the Graf Squad in development, and they're building cases or whatnot here and there. So, like, people have to be extra cautious and stuff. So, a word of warning out
But
there if
that's the
that
bit
is
again.
true.
If yeah, I
And
don't know why
if
they're
that.
not doing that on the central though. Like it'd be made sense to do that first, I
But maybe
think.
they are. Maybe they're building it until they got enough that they can just. Because look, back in the 90s, the one that I got swept up in London in the late 90s, early 2000s, this was their procedure. They spent literally 2, sometimes 3 years. They're building the case. They're taking pictures of every new thing with your name that comes up. They're taking pictures, trying to find evidence to link you with those pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
CCTV footage, people getting nicked, and then they're going through their phones and seeing, oh, Amber is saved under this home phone, because this was before everyone had a fucking smartphone. So they were like linking, gaining more and more evidence, and then finally, when they've got so
Come
much.
round seeing tags on your fucking wardrobe
And
that
then
he had.
the final bit is ding dong, 6 in the morning, and then
Oh,
they raid
boy.
your house, they find as much evidence as they can in the house, and then they take you to court. You know what I mean? And even in my case, I can't remember which episode it was where I said the whole story about when I got raided and all that. All of it was circumstantial evidence, even for me in my case, but it was so overwhelming. They had so much of it. My solicitor said to me, look, mate, just take the deal, you know what I mean? Or else you're going to prison. Do the community service and pay a fine and just plead guilty, or keep saying not guilty and go to prison. Because you know what I mean? It's very likely they're going to. But looking back now, even if I'd said not guilty, I reckon I still would have got off because it was all circumstantial evidence. But in the end, I fucking pled guilty and paid a fine and did 200 odd hours community service, whatever. Not the end of the fucking world. And I know a lot of people got a lot worse than me, you know what I'm saying, at the time. So, I wasn't. you know, too upset. Well, I was upset at the time, obviously, but shit happens. Oh shit, sorry. And bloody hell, this fell over. And so that's how they do it. They build it up. So now I wouldn't be surprised if that's what they're doing. But now with the new technology now, I wouldn't even know where to begin, man. I've heard things, they, even if your phone's locked and you've deleted everything, they plug things in and they can extract mad shit. Not just the photos and stuff, but where you were, your location when you took the photo. Fuck knows now with these things now. You're basically walking around with a whole court case in your hand, man, in your pocket, yeah? Let alone the CCTV facial recognition. And they're picking you up now. You left
thermal cameras, bro.
Thermal cameras. You know, the facial
infrareds, lasers, sensors,
and
people
I
know where the sensors are. They're like, oh, wait, wait, come around this way. There's a sensor there. Yeah. You're like, what the
I know fuck? Exactly. From our experience with certain people going with them, they're fully aware of all this shit. You know, I mean, people who know what they're fucking doing. So that's probably making it even harder for the police. So it takes longer to build a case. And so, but I think, you know, that's very much a possibility theme that they've set traps now at these spots. Yeah. Again, this is speculation.
Well, it might not be like traps, but it might be right. These are clean walls. So who, yeah.
They know the people are coming. They're going to set cameras in places. They're going to set the cameras. Even I reckon with facial recognition, even if they don't know who the person is, they'll catch your face. And then down the line, when they find more and more evidence, and then they'll put the face to the name. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case.
Theme. It does weird though, because it doesn't seem like they got the budget for any of this shit. Well, we'll see, innit? We'll see what happens from the great buff.
And that was another thing as well, their tactic back then, which I don't know if it's still even feasible to do now, is they would make examples of people. They would find people doing the most damage.
Exactly.
They would build a massive case against them, and they'd write to all the magazines and newspapers, make sure that they put them in there with their name and their face in it, and to deter other people from doing graft. That's a big tactic they were doing back then. I don't know.
Man if now... gets 2.5 years because he caused £15 billion worth of graft.
I mean, we saw with Vamp. We saw that with a few heads. Happen to them, man. Yeah, it's crazy, man. But listen, brother, we've been chatting a lot, man, so far, and we've got other things we need to do. I think we
How long have we been doing? How long have we been doing?
Around about an hour now so far-ish.
Yeah.
We've
got some jokes episodes coming up, peeps.
We
do. Some jokes coming up.
People have been asking, when's the next guest coming on? We've got mad guests lined up. We've got DJ MK, man. Super DDS Connections. He said he's mad interested. We got Coma, legendary Coma, original Train Don, Richard Sen.
Got Mice Diggy.
Mice Diggy is down.
We've got another one.
And we got a few other graph heads as well, man, and all that stuff. So people don't watch that, man. Oh, yeah, and we got I'm going to be doing a rappel graffiti episode.
Yeah, that's the one, boy. We're going to watch Amber do his rappel.
I'm going to be dangling off a building doing some painting. We're going to film it. We're going to catch some jokes and see how well I do.
Which, to be fair, is something you said you would never do. I would hate to do that. I used to say, no, I would love to do that. And you were like, fuck me, what, hanging the harness? Fuck that shit. You used to say like that.
I'm bad with
heights. No, you're doing it.
I can't deal with heights. I've got vertigo, you know what I mean? So that's why I would never do it. And risking your life doing all that shit. I'm not going to hang off from a 20-story building, okay? So calm down, people. It's going to be...
40-story.
It's going to be high enough where... It's going to be high enough where if I drop, I might break something. But I'm not dangling off some fucking tall building. Forget about it.
I just can't imagine you.
Not even for arms house. Not
your
even
feet
for
like against the wall. And you're like, yeah, no, I'm all right.
But I'm just intrigued. I'm not confident. Like with the roller episode, I was confident. I knew I was going to do all right, at least halfway decent with that. With the rappel graph, because you've got to be relatively, not healthy, but like, you know, fit. To do that, man, you know, you're dangling, you got to use every muscle in your body to keep still while you're using your arm and your eye and your fucking depth perception, because you're right up this close to the wall while you're painting. You can't step back, you know what I mean? So it's going to be much, much harder. So I'm intrigued to see how well I can do that with, man. So yeah, that will be
I reckon you'll be fine, actually.
I hope so.
I reckon you'll be fine.
I hope so. Let's do the graph letter game. Letter Z or Z. Many people with the letter Z, and it's a popular thing
letter
to
Z.
Stick at the end of a word, you know what I mean? I've done that a couple of times with the AMBS, you know what I mean? But I've tried to go a bit more left field theme, so I reckon you're going to struggle, but you might surprise me, okay?
All right.
Let's go. Graph letter game. Letter Z. Number one is this theme. Who did this? Letter Z. I have to admit, he usually does his throw up style, which isn't necessarily like this one.
Do you want to say, I don't know. Yeah.
A mad guess? What if I tell you it begins with a W?
Wozak, no.
No, but
I don't know.
Good try. It is Wes or Wezer in this case.
Wezer.
You've seen that guy's from. He's been getting about, Wes, man. We actually.
That's why I was struggling, because that's why I paused on it, because I was a bit, A, disappointed with myself, but B, my memory, my mind was telling me I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I was next. Just trying to think, well, who the fuck is it?
Next up, this one. Okay. I mean, come on. You know, man.
I don't know. Some guy who writes crews, I think.
Yeah, he's just started. He's a newbie. Yeah. All right. You know that. We don't even have to say
zombie, it's zombie.
The zombie-licious. Delicious.
The king.
The king.
Look at that. That's a nice piece, man.
Yeah.
That's Fuzz.
Fuzz One. Rest in peace, man. No doubt.
You see? When it comes to the real writers, like, I know who they are, son.
You know what I mean, son? You know what I mean? Ah, what about this one? A bit more arty-farty, but this is a legendary old-school dude.
Zephyr.
Think London, England.
Oh.
Yeah.
Legendary, old-school, old-school.
Yeah, old-school, old-school. This is a mad technique that he does nowadays, man. But...
What is that, by the way? Is it 3D? Yeah.
Yeah, but no, that's all painted on the wall. That's actually 2D, but it looks like it's 3D. And
it is 2D. The thing is actually 2D.
Zaki! Zaki D! In the place to be, 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 be. You know Zaki, yeah?
Wait, that was a painting, yeah?
Yeah, that's
the whole thing was 2D.
It's all 2D. So all the shadows you see, that's all
what's
actually
it? It's
painted
on the wall.
On. In some gallery somewhere, I think, man. Indoor thing. Similar to like Love Pusher, you know, when he does his 3D stuff, it looks like it's pinging off the wall and shit, man.
Geezer's insane. Insane with it.
He's nuts with it. Okay, this one. I don't know if you'll get this one. I've painted with this guy several times.
Prince.
I'm trying to think.
Jose.
Oh, no. I wish I had a Jose in here. I miss you, brother Jose. I don't know if he listens to the pod, but reach out to
miss
me, brother,
you, bro.
Man.
Where the fuck are you?
It's my fault. I should be reaching out to him.
He's too scared to link in case I burn him.
Nah. And it's not Jose. No, no. It's my Croatian friend called Kaiser. Kaiser. ZCP. Salute, Kaiser, man.
I like the letters, man.
Yeah,
Zelos.
That's a Zelo. Yes, the next one. That's actually down by the circles back
White
in 2010.
City. Let's have a look.
That's after they buffed it, like, because they buffed that spot several times. So look, it's a clean wall. You see, that's the main back wall.
Yeah, getting down there to do that first is
completely clean. Yeah.
Sensational.
It was literally, a couple of days after they buffed it, me and Zeal head down there, did a couple of dubs.
I don't know why, man. I used to love, because I never used to get the central line, I used to really, really like that spot. Man.
Mm. No, it just looks sick. Like you said, there's a tunnel just before it. So as soon as you come out the tunnel, it just goes like that. And it's just color and just graph all over it. It just looks sick. That's why I liked it. And it's been like that since as far back as I can remember.
Quite,
you know,
like,
I mean?
A weird space as well in terms of the shape it is. And
weird.
Stuff. I liked it down there, man.
Got a little bowl in the middle and then a little wall going around it and then a big wall on the left and a chain link fence
Look
with a little
that.
Wall underneath it. Yeah. We were really, 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 really drunk when we did this. That's all I remember is that we were very drunk. All right. What about this one here?
Visa.
No. But it's... When you see the whole flick, you'll see a Vizzo in the flick, but that's not a Vizzo Z.
Okay. Pause.
No. There's a pause in the full flick as well, but you won't see it. It's on that it's on that wall in the Grundy where the Vizzo with the smiley face with the zoot coming out. You know that one? Those two and the pause as well. Those were up there because no one painted up high on that wall. Everyone took out the bottom bit and those things stayed for ages. So it's on that wall and it's me with my mate. So who's my mate with a Z in his name? And it's not Praise.
Inza.
Shout out Inza. So yeah, you see the pause and the Vizzo. Inzamb. Yeah, and that's all plastic coat, man. Purple plastic coat outline, mushroom fill with, I don't know what the red is, probably Heiko, actually, come think of it. All right, next
strictly
one.
Dedicated. What year was that?
Maybe 2000 or maybe 1999, something around there.
So the...
Or maybe earlier now, can't think
I
of
said
it.
Vizzo and fucking Pause.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
You remember that? Yeah, the classic ones.
Yeah.
And Graf Squad.
Well, who did you take out on that? You must have taken someone out.
There was that. Look at the background, man. I mean, it's just covered in tags, and I don't know who I must have gone over. I cannot remember.
Is that you trying to like wipe them out?
Yeah, we put little dusty bits. Yeah, again, out of kind of respectful, even though it's not very respectful. We didn't really try hard.
No, it was to make your thing stand out more.
Yeah, make it stand out a bit. And also, it is a little bit of that. You don't want other people's pieces sticking out from behind your thing.
I love looking at old photos like this. Oh, you took it off me.
Yeah, I took it off. All right, who did this letter Z?
Don't know.
London Don. Doze.
Ah.
WRH.
I thought, PFP. You know, I've got to remember this from all eras. These photos are from all eras.
Yeah. Although this one isn't original era. He's from the 80s. This is from the 90s, though, I think, this piece. 95? March 95. Anyway. Next up, this one's a pretty obvious one.
Is it? Who is it? Tizer.
Yeah, Tizer. Big him up.
He doesn't often do a Z like that, I would say.
Yeah, I like this style. This is the style I like from him, man.
Mm.
All right, this one, you won't get it. But he's an ill artist. He's an ill painter. He's an ill dude.
Don't know.
Have you heard of Bonsai?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Bonsai.
I think I follow him on Le Gram.
I think his name's Dave
oh, like
Bond.
That.
Yeah, that's it. There's some mad, weird big Z. He does like this weird metallic stuff now, like as if like mercury, you know, like liquid mercury, and then like makes letters out of it, and it looks like it. On
molten metal kind of thing.
Terminator 3000 kind of thing. All right, I think this is the last one.
Yeah, I like that.
This is a nice funky Z here, chrome with little bits in it, highlights and shading.
Is this an old flick?
No, it's not
is that,
that
French?
Old. London. He used to roll with Vibes and Towns and all them boys. One of them lot, basically. Not Cho. Obviously, he's got a Z in his fucking name. I think he had a second name as well. He had two names. Dazzer. Dazer. Dazzer or Dazer.
Is that Vietnam?
It says Vietnam there. I don't know if it's in Vietnam. Might be. It's on some weird concrete wall. Clean. These lot, when they paint, even a dub, they do it clean and fresh. Shout to them lot, man. Chrome, Cho, Dazer, Vibes, fucking all the
town.
Chrome, man. Towns, all the lot, man. Big them up. I think, oh no, there's one more. Here we go. Who's this? He's bigged up Odia in the top of his Z. Little piece.
Zelda.
Yeah, Zelda.
Go on, my son.
Go on,
go on, my son. Go on, my son.
That's it, brother man. For the graph letter game, let's bosh a couple of critiques.
Oh, no, wait. I want to bring up a photo. Go to that photo I sent you.
Oh, yeah.
Because this photo, I get asked a lot.
Which one?
Did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this? The other one.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, okay.
Bring this. Have you seen this before? Over the decades and decades and decades.
I think I have. Yes, I think I have.
It gets brought up to me so fucking much. Look at the breach on the right. There's a theme on the other side of the door.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
a fucking theme breach there, boy. Jesus
this is
Christ.
For the people watching, it's like you know, like a workers' train.
We're looking
or
at a theme train, I think it's in Chiswick Works,
yeah.
And it's been sent to me by Catch, big up Catch.
Mm.
He said he was just looking through his shit and it came across. But the amount of time,
yeah,
people have asked me if I did this,
yeah.
The answer is no. If I did this, I would have done it when I was like 11. You know
literally,
I mean?
Maybe younger even, yeah. No, younger than that.
And it was done by Mize. You see the roots to the left?
Yeah, I see it there.
I always liked his hand style, man.
Oh, mate, this is
always Ill, liked his graph.
It's obviously quite quick as well, man, but I really like this, man. I like the way it's sitting on there. I like the flow.
I like the
bounce.
Way it's sitting on there. The E's are kind of similar. Like,
yeah.
They're getting to the stage of it's very similar.
The
old it's
school
like a
scheme.
Nice. Yeah.
I don't know about the color, the green outline and the like burgundy.
But this is like wrap paint, isn't it?
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah.
Green outline and what? No border. Yeah.
Yeah, it could have done with a border, actually, come think of it. But
maybe use that red he's put in the middle and just do like a border around those windows with that red.
Why don't
and
you
then
bite
have it
this?
Cleaner because it would just be a dub.
You should buy this and do one, like copy it. Just for old time's sake. Like, you can call it being an homage.
I like it though, man. But no, it wasn't me. I didn't do that.
Okay. So people stop harassing Theme about his fucking
about this theme panel.
And you sent this picture as well. Did Catch
yes.
send you this?
He sent me this.
Okay.
And I wonder who's on the left. Is it Insta on the right?
No, that's not. I went down here with Fro. Fro is you remember Fro and Brat. I think maybe Gore was with us and Frez was with us, but none of them painted. And this was all paint. I'd just come back from Amsterdam. This is all Spaarvaar paint, I think, except for the white. I think the white is a high coat, but the rest of it is all Spaarvaar, fresh from Amsterdam. I was about 16, 17. One of the first pieces I
did. It's 90s.
This is definitely 100% 90s. And funnily enough, here you can't see it, but here it says tropical. Not tropical brother, but it says some tropical something, because I thought the colors just look like, and I tried to put like the schemes were like the different like cards. Well, there's a marijuana leaf in it, but there's a heart, there's a club, and there's a spade.
But for that time, yo, the colors do look nice, especially that yellow and or beige and purple.
I was feeding myself when I did this, man, because I was like, look at the colors and all that, you know what I mean?
Wait, where's this? That's a psych dub above, isn't it?
Yeah, that psych dub above it. I think this one here.
Is this Dogshit Park?
No, this is Royal Oak, the far away reach from Royal Oak.
Like a nice reach.
When it was a bit of a like a derelict ground at the time, man. Right next to Paddington Station, Royal Oak, a little bop down the tracks. If you keep walking down that direction, yeah, like down this way, you'd end up at where the big Bosch dub was and all that. You know what I mean? So it was that part of tracks. It was far off. People used to hang out, and their crackheads used to hang out there and shit.
That's got to be a touch thing on the right.
I cannot remember for the life of me what's on the right there.
I think he was right in a reach that started with an I for a while. Am I going mad? It was just one of his tags. Who's on the left?
Well, that's what I've been trying to work out.
Panel beaters.
I thought it was Odia. But then now looking at it, it's a Y and an A. So I was trying to think who had a YA at the end of their name. I know Teach had a thing in there, and Dyer had a nice piece. You know the piece with the ghosts? You must have seen that, where one of the ghosts is holding a flick knife thing, yeah?
Yeah.
And they're coming through like that, the two ghosts. That was on this same wall a bit further down. That was an ill piece. I remember seeing them in the flesh. But this
was it
one
you who
here,
dogged everyone out?
Yeah, I just went out.
You see the doggage? Oh, that's Fro putting an FROH
where
reach underneath your M, and it looks like he's lined out the guy above, isn't it?
I don't think he lined anyone out or did, because if you look at this bit here where I did my shine and that's covering this one, so that must have all just been from the tags above it or something, man. But Fro was there with me, and Lean and. Who else did I put up? I put Fro. Rim was there. Shout out Adolf. We all know about Adolf, yeah.
Salute. Big Adolf. You'll box your head.
Adolf would have been in the place. Yeah. Yeah, there you go, man. Cool moves. CMS.
Yeah, boy, CMS. Character. And what's he doing? We're dripping the highlight on
there. He's just doing a little b-boy kind of like with his hand going like pointing off in a direction, nothing. Yeah, I don't know what this line is. It's from behind.
I thought the white was like you were jizzing on it and it was just coming around.
That's from something behind, I think, man. Yeah, I don't know where that's from. Yeah, man, nice little throwback there.
I can't believe I know what that is, that thing on the left. I can't believe I can't.
Like pasta.
Well, I can believe my fucking memory is dog shit.
Dyer or fucking
Damn. So that was in the 90s. Look, you're doing the crown already.
Yeah, I mean,
Jesus.
you know, toy behavior, but what can you do, man? Yeah, I was chuffed with that when I did it because of the colors, you know. I was just like, yeah, boy. All right, let's squeeze in one graffiti critique. There's one I wanted to show you, actually. I want to see what you think of it. And then we'll call it a night. Check this out.
Whoa, I don't
Describe
know
it.
that.
Describe it for the
I don't know
listeners.
what that is.
Yeah, exactly. It's 2025 as well. Look at this 2-5 in the bottom right corner. Come on, theme. Describe it, man. Come on. You can do it.
Tell me it doesn't say mint.
Yeah, it says
It does,
mint.
doesn't it?
I swear to you, man. I don't think this guy's from London. It's obviously a kid. I really pray and hope this kid is 14, maybe 15 years old. I'll allow him. But any older than that, bruv, there's no excuse. But it's a mint piece with blue fading up into green.
He's
It's
even
just
done
too
it
dark.
in mint, spearmint
Yeah,
and peppermint
spearmint.
colors.
It's weird, like gangly letters with the T just going bong at the end, like brolic. Yeah, shaky as fuck, drips all over the place. It's kind of like a throw-uppy kind of thing, but just really shitty, shaky letters. I've seen worse though. I'm not, you know, I'm not. It's not the worst thing I've
And
seen,
it says
but
mint.
it
It
says
says
mint,
mint.
MINT. It's got white highlights. Theme. What's your thoughts on if you if some kid showed you this and said, "What can I do
Okay,
to get
this,
better?"
you've got the license to go over it. Straight away, dog it
Yeah,
out
just
to
dog.
save the boy's career.
Yeah,
You know what I
you're
mean?
helping him out, you know.
Get back on the bench, son. You're not in the first team yet.
Yeah, but now dismiss the
That's.
whole mint thing. Just the letters now. What are you fucking
Bruv, you
doing?
can't do the M that skinny.
Hmm.
And the I kind of that. But the M's, some of it is just way skinny and then do this massive T at the end, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've done the purple behind, but you blatantly have.
Probably.
But you know, it kind of
They
makes it look
missed.
like you've got no border now. And if you've
I
done the
missed.
purple behind, like, how can you have like little bits of green coming out the top of the N and shit?
Yeah.
It's just the highlights. Well, the highlights probably like the well.
Look, it's
And I look
pretty
at the T.
obvious.
The highlight
It's
of the
pretty
T is so
obvious.
good.
It's pretty obvious this kid like doesn't know how to fade for starters. Two, they obviously did it really quickly. I hope so. You know what I
I
mean?
forgot
Because,
about the fade, yeah. Fuck me, bruv.
and the T, just look at the shape of the T compared to the MIN. Yeah, it just doesn't go together. The M, you know
It's a
what it
different
reminds me of?
style.
Do you remember that dude, the emblem for Seven Up? There was that gangly, like weird character thing. He was
Oh,
like the Seven
yeah.
Up. Well, he had a name as
He
well.
reminds me of that M.
It reminds me of that M. I don't know why. Just like the way at the bottom is going blah, 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 blah. I think that Seven Up guy, he had a name though. I can't remember what his name was. But anyway, that
I won't
character
try
from the
though.
Seven Up. Yeah. Fucking hell. It's mint, yo. Like, I hope you're a little kid. If you are, think of a different word. There's a famous dude here who passed away, wrote mint, PFB, legendary dude. So yeah, it's not a good look. All right. Other than that, just you gotta practice more, man. I mean, I would say keep it simple, but it's pretty simple. But like, you know, get the
So
style
get your
fluid.
letters at the same. You've got to have something that kind of either moves with the environment it's in, or it just sits there nice. In this case, you've got to do something that just sits there nice. So to do that, the letters have to be equal in terms of height, fatness, or whatever they're doing. Skinny at the top, fat at the bottom.
He's kind of
And
done it with the MIN a little bit.
you
Kind of
kind
could
of done
be
it with the
slow.
MIN, but then
Yeah.
you've just completely fucked it. And you've got to be careful with like putting the blue behind, in between the N and the T. There's like
Yeah,
blue there.
this bit. Yeah,
That should
exactly.
be purple. It kind of like there's just so many.
There's so
It's
many
too
bits.
messy as well. So,
I'd
but
even.
you're.
I'd encourage this kid to go back to the sketchbook, even. Like before you go on the wall, you still got a little bit of work left to do on the sketchbook, man.
I'd encourage him to look at Min One.
Even, yeah.
Have a look at Min One, throw ups and pieces and dubs, and then have a word with yourself, would you, bruv?
And then have a
Jesus
fucking
Christ!
word, bruv. All right, we're gonna go out to this tune, Themos. What were you thinking, man?
Paul
Paul.
Stefan, P and
Yeah.
A.
Who's that? I have no idea who this
Who's
fucker
that?
is. Bex Blue? I know who that is.
Jesus Christ. Oh, do you know what we haven't talked about, bruv?
What? Well, we've done this episode.
Gets. I know. When we've
Oh,
done
yeah.
the last episode, I forgot to mention it. That's
Is
two
that. Is
episodes
there
ago.
anything to say about it? He's like, what? He was drunk driving? What happened? What's the latest?
No, we're not talking about it now. It's too much. It's too
I mean,
much.
No, because there's nothing else to. I mean, what is there to say about it? It's just a shame. It's just really shame. And
it's such a massive.
And the kid
shame.
Who died, the kid who got killed, he was
the
like a
kid
Thai student or something. Like
died, bruv.
Mad. You see, like, there's certain things that can happen within seconds, and it can just change everything. You know. And Getz is feeling it right now.
How many times have I been bigging up Getz on this podcast?
Yeah, no, he's one of the elite MCs of the UK.
Go know? Against anyone,
yeah.
Best MC in the country, all those things I've said. Then he gets that Netflix thing.
Oh yeah,
he's like, dude was doing doing,
but
like,
he
doing
still
one.
Might. The judge might be lenient on him. Who knows, man? Like, we'll have to just wait and see what comes of it, man. Because he could face a
Bruh,
bunch of time.
He drove off.
Yeah,
he drove off. So if you represent the law, there's no, and you have like the duty to protect the people. There's no way.
I know it
you're
doesn't look
get
good.
Let off.
Doesn't look good. I mean, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Driving off is kind of where I feel a bit let down. I have to say, because
yeah.
I'm like, yo, if you'd have got out and acted like the what the fuck? Oh my god, let me
yeah,
help
yeah.
this guy. Let me, you
would
know
have
what I mean?
Different. But then if he was drunk
very
while doing
different.
It. Then you know what I mean. But still, it would have made a difference. Yeah, I saw
the
some
result
people...
might have been, you know, different.
I saw
the,
some.
Well, the result for the kid would have been the same. Sorry, go on.
I know. I just saw some people chatting about it online from another podcast. You know how you see clips on the Instagram, and there were some people chatting about it, and they were kind of saying how, like, some people are saying how, oh, it's a one-off thing. You know, they can't ruin his life over this one incident. It's only a couple of seconds of bad decisions, and then now it's changed his whole life and all this stuff. But these guys were saying, look, if you're drink driving, it's not that one time when you fuck up. It's all the times of you drink driving and leads up to that one time when you fuck up. It's not just one decision, you know? Like, if you get into that habit, you know, it's not going to end well, usually. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
But on that point as well, also, like, there's certain things you just can't allow. So if you're talking about, oh, this one thing in his whole life, it's going to... He's got a life. The other brother is dead.
Exactly.
So there's... when you're talking about one person not coming back and one person... living, you know, doing what they want, like not necessarily what they want if they're in jail, but still going to jail and eating and watching TV and doing this and that and training.
You're
right. And
you're right,
the other guy's dead,
yeah,
completely taken away. So
you're right,
you
man.
You just can't
measure those
blag
up.
For that.
Yeah,
you can't blag for that.
And you made a very good point about the police. They have to make an example of some certain people, you know what I mean? If they let him off, then what message does that put out to people, you know? And yeah. It's yeah, man. It's sad all the way around, man.
All the way. I loved it, man.
Yeah, but it's not over. You know what I mean? I mean, anyway, I don't want to speculate. I mean, how many years could he get if he is found? I mean, what's the worst case scenario? Yeah, I don't fucking know.
He's been to jail before.
Yeah, I mean,
so they might look at that. I mean, I don't know, man. They're just cunts these days. But he's, you know, what the thing is, yeah, you've driven off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Favorite MC or not, bruv, you drove off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You knocked the kid up in the air and you imagine that split second. There's a split second. Am I going to blag it or am I going to stop? He's now going to blag it. And just, just kept going.
Yeah. Yeah.
It shows you, like, you know what I mean?
It shows, yeah,
shows certain, you a little bit of the inside.
A bit of, yeah. Yeah. You're right, man. All right, brother. Let's call
this
it
guy,
a day
Paul
then,
Stefan,
man.
Is very, very nice. He's kind of bringing that jungle. Grime, everything, garage MC. He brings it all together. I really like his flow and how he does it and shit. And the tone of his voice, he's just like one of those guys. He's that guy.
I'm intrigued to check it out. All right, party people, episode 156. Leave a comment below. Hit the like button. Subscribe to the YouTube, you motherfuckers. Come on, don't just lurk about.
Subscribe,
man.
To the YouTube.
It really helps us out. Subscribe to the Patreon, all that good stuff. All right,
we've got people. Decent guests coming soon. We've got decent episodes with fucking ideas behind them coming soon.
Yeah, boy.
Make sure you remember that Almshouse batters everything.
Yeah. Hold on, is it playing properly? It's not playing.
Nah.
Hold on, what the fuck happened here?
Do you know what? Do you know what 156 is?
No.
Exactly 3 years.
Oh yeah.
I swear, 52 weeks in a year. Yeah, 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah.
156.
Okay. Sick.
104, 100 plus 52. Exactly. It's 3 year birthday of ourselves, bruv. We didn't even know.
So definitely leave a comment below, man. Wait, congratulations.
Wait. Let me just check that. 156.
I don't know why you care so much about like the
because that's 3 years of dropping episodes.
I guess 3 years is a benchmark. Okay, fair enough.
It is an achievement, brother.
No doubt.
Started off in the bedroom doing nothing.
Yeah, man. Started from the bottom. Now we're here. Peace, people. Peace.
Listen to this guy. Happy birthday, Arts House. Maddie hates us already.
Always moving. Yo, just broke some bread with the guys. Made a flip from a verse, no lies. 3 a.m. I'm plotting my next bag. That's why I got bags under my eyes. Touch me, then something will rise. Ain't gonna be my mum who cries. Too much pain, too much anger. From a place where the innocent dies. Just broke some bread with the guys. Made a flip from a verse, no lies. 3 a.m. I'm plotting my next bag. That's why I got bags under my eyes. Touch me, then something will rise. Ain't gonna be my mum who cries. Too much pain, too much anger. From a place where the innocent dies. SE28 legend, that's me. Never told a lie. For the view, that's me. Hopscotching on any new trend, that's you. But I'm licking instead of putting in work, that's you. Never folded under pressure, that's me. Take it to the streets for my family tree. They bleed how I bleed, they eat how I eat. No turning back when you planted the wrong seed. Did a come here to beg friend. Friend to stop, mommy suffering again. The world was...
That's proper shit graph there that he's sitting on that wall. I don't know what's that graph he's standing above, man.
yeah.
I don't know who that
is. That's a ghetto graph.
Yeah,
it's not about my time and money, so I'm taking what I want. Yeah, it's only right then. Smoking like a blimp, there's a fraud and a gem. Running was hot, yeah, that's them. Using their influence for a selfish gain, but the devil won't win, amen. He's back on a 472 right at 16. Perfecting his craft of mine since 16. Gas from Jamie, notice me 2016. Now I get paid for spraying like an M16. Could never be brass again, yeah, I am mean. Got my anger for places you ain't ever been. Speaking in my hood, I heard
listen,
the sound. That's how I had a hook gun, like I'm all I mean. Like 4-hit combo, if you attack, man, whack, man. Then I pray the feds don't rap, man. Rap man. In the streets, no one's got your back, man. Just in the ghetto. Way with my rucksack, man, rely on a man. Could never be that man. Had no dad, so I had to be that man. Fathering MC just hurts my back, man. Gotta be a boss on man, can't sack man. Ever seen a madman in a breakdown van trying to take this a life on a 12-month drive ban? Nothing but a rusty spins in his right hand, revenge on his man trying to rise and tan. Nah, brother, nah, G, you can't touch my fam and not expect to get chopped like lamb. Don't run, you dickhead, you're such a pussy. I'ma call you a first class tram. Just broke some bread with the guys. Made a flip from a personal life. In my next bag, that's why I got bags under my eyes. Touch me, then something
I like
rise.
It, I like
gonna
it.
Be my mom
I didn't know what's tune to tune. All of his tunes are good.
From a place where the innocent dies. Just broke some bread with the guys. Made a flip from a verse, no lies. 3 a.m. I'm plotting my next bag. That's why I got bags under my eyes. Touch me, then something will rise. Ain't gonna be my mom who cries. Too much pain, too much anger. From a place where the innocent dies.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?